Welcome back to Pensacola on the Biloxi Shuckers pregame show. We're getting set for game two of a six-game set between the Biloxi Shuckers and the Pensacola Blue Wahoos. It's time for today's pregame interview. I'm Javik Blake, and we're joined by Xavier Warren. Xavier, thanks much for joining us.
Yeah, no problem. Thanks for having me.
How fun was yesterday? Three extra base hits, and to cap it off, you hit a homer.
Yeah, really nice. I just try to simplify. I've obviously struggled this year and haven't done as well as I want to, so just try to simplify the game and, you know, just get my best swing.
How much fun has it been the last few days to not only have a good game, but also do it in front of a big-time crowd on July 4th?
Yeah, it was really fun. I'm glad we got the win there, and it was fun all around because everyone was hitting. You know, we came out hot in the early innings, so it was fun.
Another thing here in Pensacola is there is no grass. It is all turf here. And as a first baseman, what does that look like playing on turf compared to grass?
It's nice because, I mean, there's no, like, bad hops, really. It's just a lot faster than the grass. And their dirt is, like, low, too. It's a really nice infield, but it does play really fast.
How much does that affect how you play first compared to playing in at Biloxi where it's all grass?
I think the only difference is those balls when you're holding runners on off a lefty are going to really come hot. So you just got to be on your toes all the time.
Draft process for you started back in 2020 with the draft coming up this upcoming weekend held out in Seattle. What did the draft process look like for you back in 2020 in Central Michigan?
Yeah, it was weird kind of because of COVID, but I just did a lot of meetings before the season started, and then the season got canceled and I didn't really know where I stood, and then it was basically just a bunch of Zoom calls because, you know, no contact and stuff. And then, yeah, Brewer's agent called me right before I got picked, and I got off the phone with my agent, walked inside, and my name was on the TV screen.
How incredible of a moment was that for you?
It was awesome. You know, something I obviously was planning on for a while, hoping for, and had friends and family there too, so it was really fun.
What was it like joining the Brewers organization during COVID? Because you couldn't go out to Arizona and start playing in the AZL because there was no minor league baseball in 2020.
Yeah, it was interesting. They did a good job just communicating with us, you know, because at first there wasn't really any certainty what was going to happen. And then eventually in the fall we were able to do instructs, so that was helpful.
You're also a kid who grew up in Michigan, one of the cold weather states where you can't play baseball all year round. You're one of just six kids from your high school to ever be drafted. What was that like growing up in Michigan as a kid playing baseball?
Oh, it was good. I mean, I just wish I could have played more. Back then, I always wanted to play. I wanted to play fall ball, but, you know, it's a little cold, and I was doing football stuff. So I really, like, in the winter, I just really wanted to play again. But, you know, it's just a lot of indoor work.
What was the offseason like for you? You said you played a little bit of football. Was there any other sport that was able to keep your mind at least a little bit off baseball or get the taste of the competitive spirit during the offseason?
Growing up, mainly just football and baseball. Yeah, that's about it. So, I mean, you know, all fall, all I wanted to do was play baseball. And then eventually I was just like, all right, I'm just going to stop playing football.
What was it like playing high school baseball in Michigan?
It was fun. There's some talent. There's a lot of good talent around my area specifically. A lot of college guys, a lot of guys that have gone on to play pro ball. It's fun, though. I mean, it's cold in the beginning, but it's a lot of fun. And then the summer ball is obviously really nice in there. It's not too hot or anything, so
drafted in 2020, it's now 2023. What has the support been like from your hometown since you've been drafted?
Oh, it's been good. I mean, I think that's really important to have a group of either friends, family, both behind you because it's such a grind. And, you know, it's not a straight line to the big leagues. And so there's a lot of ups and downs on the way throughout your career. So you got to have that support system with you.
We were talking a little bit before this interview about how you grew up just outside of Detroit and grew up a massive Tigers fan. How were the Tigers so instrumental in getting you into baseball when you were little?
It was huge, honestly, because I remember the first time I went to Comerica Park, I think it was like a school trip. We watched a game, and I was like, this is what I want to do. Like, I want to play in the big leagues. Like, I have to find a way to get here. And then just all summer, me and my buddy, my family friend, we just had Tigers games. His dad loved the Tigers too. Just Tigers games on all summer, every day. And we just watch. And we were just like amazed by their skill level.
What was your favorite thing about going to Tigers games when you were little?
I think my favorite thing was just watching them, like, on the field. Like, I was the shortstop back then, so, like, I would watch the shortstop, and I'd watch everything they did. And, like, just being able to see them in the dugout and be that close, you know, at that age, such a young age, just had a big influence on me.
And you had a number of different great players to watch. In Magui Ordóñez, you had Miguel Cabrera, you had V-Mart, you had Justin Verlander. What was your favorite part about watching those Tigers teams when you were growing up? And who was your favorite player?
Favorite part would be probably just, I remember the seasons, like, with Austin Jackson. There was just a lot of electric plays, and there's a bunch of walk-offs when they were, like, going on a streak. And I just had so much joy from watching them win. Favorite player, I loved Carlos Guillen, Victor Martinez, because he's a switch hitter as well. So I liked watching V-Mart. But I'd probably just have to go Miguel Cabrera, because the amount of times he's hit a walk-off home run, got the big hit or whatever, is always, like, I'll never forget those moments. So.
Well, I'm sure after he retires, it's not going to be too long until he reaches the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, no, 100% no doubt. First ballot.
Well, there we go. Xavier, thanks much for joining us today. Appreciate the time.
No problem. Thank you.
This has been today's pregame interview. It's the Shuckers and the Blue Wahoos at 6:35.